host. Thanks, Alicia Moore. She's using a real name now. She's in a group.
Oh, happy fucking happy hour podcast.
Yes.
Famous last fucking words. People, Tina Dupuy said, what should I expect from the happy hour podcast? Welcome to the spiral of smut.
I bet she didn't expect a dog would be sniffing her crotch.
Oh. No, he keeps on nuzzling me. He doesn't want me to not give him attention. See, and if I try to ignore him, and then he's like, no.
More.
Give me.
That's just a foreplay. For the filth fest that is the happy hour podcast.
Exactly.
Above my leg, that's a little scary when he would hump.
And by the way, oh, we told you to get closer to Jim. That's not for camera. It's just because for Jim. Because he's a big perv.
Well, Fred is running interference.
Fred is protecting me from Jim right now.
By the way, we had Tina on the regular show today, and someone said, I hit full screen for Tina. That's only for you. See, not for me.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Wow.
Do you swear a lot in regular life?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Okay.
No, I'm surprised I haven't dropped an F bomb on your show.
No,
live.
You can drop the.
Yeah, now I can. But no, I cuss like I basically.
You
use
can drop
fuck
a fucking F bomb.
Yeah, but fuck right. for a comma. I mean, it's really bad.
Right.
We know we have.
I understand. Oh, he needs you to get closer to Jim.
Oh,
don't play porn music, Jim. We're certainly trying to respect Tina Dupuy's brain and her writing skills.
Yes.
We've barely noticed.
We're so close to the valley.
By the way, Jim Ward is the busiest voice guy in Hollywood, and he was just like, let me clear my schedule. Tina Dupuy, when?
When?
Tina Dupuy in from New York. Hello.
I know you guys did on a special day just for me because I'm in town. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I know. We're very, very excited.
Yes. Stephanie Miller has lovely hooch.
Y'all. Oh, by the way, thank you.
Yeah. Cheers. Okay, Happy New Year.
So delicious.
Happy New Year. Hooch rhymes with?
What? Yeah. Hooch.
That's later. Tina, so here's the interesting thing. You're the first person we've had on the Happy Hour podcast that was in AA.
Well,
and we're drinking with now on the Happy Hour podcast.
Me.
Yeah.
Who's your fucking higher power now?
Oh, God.
What?
That's awful. No, you're horrible.
Of course it is. No, you were featured. Many people probably saw American Life.
Yes.
You have to tell
listen us. To This American Life.
Right.
This American Life.
Whatever.
You obviously didn't.
I don't go for that public shit. I'm here for the fart jokes.
I don't think they say fuck much on NPR.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I actually don't even know what channel it is in LA. That's how bad I am.
Well, Serial, they are, you know, the Serial podcast, the spinoff of This American Life, they cuss all the time.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Oh,
they do.
Awesome.
They do. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, no beeping at all.
But explain, because we talked about it on the regular show, but so...
So I was put into foster care when I was 13 years old, and I came from an abusive background, and it was the apogee of the 12-step movement, and they took me to AA meetings, and they were like, if you relate to the feelings, you are an alcoholic.
I didn't mean to crunch while you were talking, but this is real life. This is a fucking podcast.
Good God. It's not This American Life. This is real life.
That was sensitive. Oh, you were abused?
Really? That's fun.
Then what?
What the fuck? You are a professional broadcaster.
I'm an asshole in real life. I might as well be an asshole on the happy hour.
What is Stephanie really
I'm
like?
I'm a goddamn cracker right now.
Tell me what she's really like.
I'm like this.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I was a little hungry. Okay. So go ahead.
So it was the apogee of the 12-step movement. So I would go to meetings and they would say, you know, people would talk about feeling like they were out of control and they were depressed and despondent. And I was like, yeah, I relate to all of those things because I was a fucking abused child with a horrible mother. And so, of course, I felt all those things. And they said, well, that means you're an alcoholic. And I was like, well, that's amazing. Now I know exactly what I don't have. If I just don't drink, then my mother will love me.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
For the next
happy they were like, hi, Tina.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Oh, hi. Everyone
I know.
Just said hi.
So Totally. And then they were like, keep coming back, which was always sarcastic. Right. But I was like, no, I'm going to keep you up on that. Like, that sounds like I'm going to just show up next week, see if that messes with you.
Yeah.
So I did. And then, you know, I'm an adult and I age out of foster care and I get a career in journalism and stand up and then journalism. And there was a point in my life where I was about 24 years sober. And I was like, I don't know if I'm actually an alcoholic. I don't. And so the only way that I'm going to know is if I actually drink alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the proof.
And I find out if there is some kind, if I have...
hopefully 80 proof. No.
You see.
If I drink alcohol, I will find out if I'm an alcoholic. And right. I did. And come to find out, I have the tolerance of your average 7-year-old Asian girl. if that is not already noticeable right now, I'm sorry. But
they are lightweights because I've taken a few drinks.
What? What?
I'm sorry.
What else did you do with them?
Nothing. What the hell are we talking about? Go ahead, Tina.
So
hang on a second.
You know, Ed, Fred.
Go ahead.
Oh, you've got
so
Fred
now
all
it's.
Over
I know. I have like
him.
Now. I look. Mm-hmm. Now I look like Fred. I Fred. There he. Now he's sleeping. He doesn't even.
Jim
care.
Would be happy to lint roll you.
Oh, yes, lovely. Yeah. I'll do that. You want to tell a story about
get
your
everything.
Childhood?
Oh, I can get everything, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
So it's a bit. I've been. Oh my dear Lord.
We are the worst group ever to tell your intimate secrets to.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, really? That's horrible. Okay. Right.
Janice's mom was an absolute terror, too. She was just insane.
Ooh. Yeah.
She would beat her up for getting
your ex?
Sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, yeah. My current wife.
Oh,
not
I'm
my
sorry.
Ex.
Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
No. So he's like, yeah, you're abused?
But she it was back in the era when they gave people speed.
Yeah. Right.
And then,
she was saying it was
and
like the
downers
tough,
to level it up, you know.
It was the tough love. You know, parenting era when people were like, oh, this is how you have to.
I got sent to a mental hospital for skipping school.
Wow.
Inpatient for 30 days. I was 11.
That's insane.
It is insane.
Yes.
And the doctor, but my mother met with, we went to therapists all the time. And then the therapist would say, okay, well, we need to work this stuff out and you need to come in here every week. Right. She's like, okay, I don't think we're coming back here.
Huh.
And then she found a therapist he was a psychologist who said, a psychiatrist who said, oh, yeah. I haven't met your daughter, but she definitely needs to go to inpatient treatment.
Oh, my God.
11 years old. Wow. So I was there with the 7-year-olds having temper tantrums. And then they thought I was so mature for my age that I would go with the teenagers. And so then I'm 11 years old and I'm with teenagers who are cutting on themselves.
Oh,
it, you know, it was... Ooh. And the guy is still... He's still practicing.
Wow. Isn't it illegal to diagnose someone that you haven't met?
You'd think.
Not if you're Bill First.
Not if you're
a Republican.
I'm still practicing. Yeah, I haven't worked it all out yet.
I don't really know what I'm doing. I think for minors, you don't. I think that
thank God Bill Frist wasn't involved in her diagnosis.
Yeah.
No, she's...
No.
Right.
She may be brain dead. I'm not sure.
We have to harvest her organs right now.
The whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's just harvest her organs. Tina, I'm sorry.
Yes, but now I get to be out of the closet. I get to be out of the closet about knowing stuff about AA. I get to be out of the closet about about drinking, which was kind of weird. I always thought that would be really awkward that people were going to find out that I was drinking and it would be scandalous. And of course it was. I'm in AA literature.
Right.
If you go to an AA meeting, you'll actually see my work.
Wow. And like on pamphlets.
In one of the pamphlets. Oh yeah, the young people in AAs. I'm the first one there. I'm
I
in
just
the pamphlets.
Say, but remember all the weird shit they had in the 70s, like the Schick Center for. Remember? Oh, you want a cigarette?
Therapy,
oh,
yeah.
Fuck me! You just shot my dick!
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They,
exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Who thought of that?
Like, it was the same kind of breed as tough love. That like, if you have a negative association, yes, if you have a negative association with it, then you won't want to do it. And so it was this almost teetotalerism.
Right.
You know, I mean, they were erring on the side of sobriety. And so even if you weren't really an alcoholic,
you had an aspirin,
right? But like,
you
then you learned something good from being in AA. You know, and even now when I say, you know, I was in AA for 24 years, but I'm not an alcoholic. They're like, but you learned so many great things in AA, and I was like, but that's not the point,
right?
Like the point is I had. I was misdiagnosed.
It's kind of.
I was in AA in Canada. It's called AA.
AA.
Is there a statute of limitations on? Can you take that doctor to?
Exactly.
Court?
Right. Well,
I don't know.
Something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm writing a book, and I didn't fictionalize his name.
Mengele. Dr. Mengele.
Yeah, it was Sheldon Zablow. For anyone who knows, it. Like, and he can still visit. But yeah, that's.
But look at like reparative therapy.
Yes,
people,
you got
which
it.
Is so
precisely.
Very effective.
Right. Or. Or
I love
kids.
The first guys that founded that ex-gay.
Exodus.
They ran off, what did you do to me? They ran off together in a really gay way, which is awesome. That was my favorite awesome story.
Yeah.
It's like, let me guess, they don't have a lot of illegitimate children hanging out somewhere. Let me just guess.
Yeah.
I love the guy who was hitting the pillow with a tennis racket. You know.
Mother, why did you do this to me?
I know, I saw that. It's like, wow. Oh, dear. Oh. Yeah, Marcus Bachman. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That.
Barbarians Exhibit must be A. disciplined.
Right. We have to understand, barbarians need to be educated.
Right.
They need to be disciplined.
And I'm just the one to do it.
I can discipline the sibilance out of myself if I really stick to it.
I just... fuck. I'm just not interested in doing that.
He was
the guy hitting the pillow with the tennis racket. You're like, that wrist is just never going to lock. Sorry.
I guess he wasn't wearing one of those wristbands that they wear at the tennis
racket. If he had a 70s wristband,
sure.
He wouldn't have been gay.
One of those terry cloth ones?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I wore those because I was a little junior dyke. I used to wear those and a headband and an Archie Munger t-shirt.
You look like Christy McNichol on Family, didn't you? You did.
Whatever happened to her? Why is she not around?
I don't know.
I don't think she had a good adulthood.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, heavens.
Oh, we don't like that.
All right. Well, listen, no, it's not that whole show was all the girls got to live at home until they were like 47.
Yeah.
There was something wrong on that family show. Remember? They all come down the stairs. You're like, why the fuck are you there? You're like 48. What? Hi.
We're talking about the Facts of Life?
No, Family.
Family?
Family.
No, Family.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, I don't know. I was like,
yeah, or Eight is Enough. Was the same thing.
But there was so many. I went through a Rolodex of all these shows where the family was walking down the stairs, and I was like, I don't know which one.
We had the least fucking creative like directors in Hollywood, didn't we?
Totally.
You know what? Why don't we have everybody come down the stairs? Why should we crack? Think of something
else.
What
is it, like 17 floors in this house? What? who are these people?
So Tina, let's go back to AA.
Literally. Please. Right down the street. Not a problem.
Literally.
That's why you should take it in Canada. Hey.
Oh, really?
Really?
No,
really?
And I don't mean to be, you know.
He's going to do that again.
Yes,
I can tell.
He will.
He's going to do
no,
that again.
See?
It's
not what I'm about,
Hey.
Literally.
Welcome to
not about
welcome
that.
Welcome to AA. It's like, no, we can't tow your car. Why do you keep thinking that? Just because it's AA. It's, no, it's AA.
Oh, no.
So they have quadruple A in Canada, is what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I actually did go with a friend in college to an AA meeting.
The car blew it up real good.
Yeah. And at first I was like, is there something wrong with your car? She was like, no, that's AAA. This is AA. I was like, oh, good. I'll go with you. What's happening? So I went.
I had a friend who this was in the 90s and we were all living in a hotel and it's, you know, long story short, but there, this woman, my
really, I think Jim would like some more details
right, yeah,
than
I'm
that.
Sure, I'm
really?
Sure he would. But, so she wanted to go to an AA meeting and I was like, I will take you to an AA meeting, but she was so afraid that everybody would know that we were going to an AA meeting that she told everybody that we were going to Amway.
Oh,
and I was like, I think I could explain the AA, but not the Amway. If you could just help me out here, because then everyone's like, why are you? And I'm like,
it's an anti-aircraft battery.
Yeah. So go into an Amway meeting.
Wow.
Anyway, all right. So
I was watching the Battle of Britain yesterday. So I'm
yeah.
Still stuck in World War II.
I understand.
Okay, then.
Certainly. All right. Well, we were saying, and I don't fault anyone that, you know, because people always, you can imagine the shit I get.
Right.
Why are you promoting drinking?
Like, oh, shut the fuck up and have, you need a drink to kill the bug up your ass.
Seriously.
You're going to need a lot of drinks.
No, I think that, like, look at
to kill
ISIS.
The bug that you have up your ass. Right.
No, you should have consensual sex and drink, and then you don't become ISIS.
There you go.
It's a parable, yes. Right? You know, it's work with me here, people. Right. There are some good things about drinking. Not being ISIS is one of them.
Well,
There you go.
I don't. Well,
no wonder
they're
so angry.
I don't leave my house, as these guys know. So
you have your
I don't drink
delivered.
And drive. Yes, I don't drink and drive because I have no life. Not because I'm a good person, just because I have no life. But secondly, what was I going to say? Oh, you know, I mean, whatever. I always say it's not a drinking problem. It's a solution.
Solution.
Do you drink while you ride on a bike?
Oh, bike, no. Oh.
There's a whole balance issue involved.
Sometimes. Well, when you're riding 100 miles a day, sometimes at lunch you're like, fucking my legs are my cooch. I can't feel my cooch.
You know, the cure for that is not riding 100 miles a day.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah. No, I don't think
you do. Okay, Lance Armstrong.
You are my higher power now. Thank you for that.
There's nothing obsessive about
I mean,
your
just
bike
sitting on the saddle that long is going to hurt.
Thank you. Anyway,
you must have been rubbed smooth.
Okay.
It's bad for guys.
No, I'm like Barbie. I have no parts now. No parts at all. I got nothing. I got nothing. Just all dust. Anyway, what was my point?
I have no idea.
Who
was
can
there
ever,
a point?
Who can ever say? We were talking about the merits of alcohol. Yeah, right. Huh. Well, I don't drink hard liquor. Right.
Oh, the merits
I'm a wino.
Of
yeah.
What was in there?
Anyway. Okay. But no. But you're right. I'm just. I don't begrudge anyone. But you're right. Sometimes AA people can be a little. What's the word, Jim? A little programmy. A little judgmental.
Yes.
You know, I had someone make amends to me once, and I was just like, I don't even fucking remember. Yeah,
as a drinking person, yeah. Getting those letters or those phone calls, those amends phone calls, is a little weird.
Yeah, it's. I'm sorry what I did to you back in 1972.
Back in junior high.
Half the time you're like, I was drunk too. I don't care. I don't know.
I barely
it's fine.
Remember.
I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah, you remember Roman Gomez, but
yeah.
I've gotten a couple of like, I'm sorry I called you a bitch behind your back.
Should have
like,
called you in front of your front.
You're like, that's, you know what? You didn't. Really? That was in the community.
Really? That's
need
that's
to
not
know.
Amends.
That's what you're, yeah, I was like, that's you telling me that you called me a
yeah.
bitch, dude.
Yeah, that's know, admitting it. That's not amends.
Yeah, I mean, but like the idea of redemption is like, I mean, that's what attracted me to AA in the first place because I was like, oh, I'm going to get forgiven, and
right.
I'm you know,
right.
Like,
right.
I will be able to make right this wrong, which is fantastic. Which you know, I mean, that's like a really attractive aspect of the program, and but if you. You know, if you go and look at the actual studies, it's not the steps that keep people sober. And I know this is going to be controversial. It's the group of people who are staying
sure.
sober with you.
I get it.
You know?
I totally
and
get
like,
that.
And that's actually what the studies that have been done in the last 10 years that, you know, if you want to see long-term sobriety, have a group of sober friends and a support group. And
yep.
that's what people are getting
well,
sober
Well, it's like
from.
The, is it the Will Ferrell movie I'm thinking
that.
Of where the Sex Addict Anonymous and they're all fucking in the bushes
yeah,
after
yeah.
the meeting?
Well, right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, where do you go to
exactly.
pick up?
Right, that's
somebody
that's
get a
where
sex
they are. Right, I know.
Anonymous meeting. Right,
right, exactly. And you know, if you want to get someone
addict.
To do, yeah, go. To, yeah. If you want someone to do your laundry, Al-Anon. You know, it's like there's a wide range of neuroses you can.
But then you
exploit.
Find a snake in your mailbox. And
yeah, right.
But for
exactly.
people who have an actual alcohol problem,
yes,
it's a great solution.
It's a great solution. And that was the, and I knew that was going to be when I when before that This American Life thing aired, I knew who was going to come after me the hardest and who was going to be the most upset with me were the people who hate AA. Those were the people who were going to come out and say like, why are you not denouncing AA as a dangerous cult? And I'm like, well, I denounce Chipotle as a dangerous cult.
Good
you know?
For you.
I mean,
here,
like,
here.
I, it's not like I'm opposed to calling things dangerous cults. I, you know, I mean, I do have some credibility on this subject.
I mean, since they were allowed to carry assault rifles to Chipotle.
Absolutely.
Then
you know,
that
I mean, that's
cult.
Just like, no. They're like the Moonies, basically, now. But no, bad burrito.
Yeah.
But,
I wanted carne asada, not pork.
But those are the people... But those are the people who immediately come and they, you know, they want to co-op my experience. They want to use it for their own little
right.
scam.
Agenda.
Essentially,
your
yeah.
point of view,
right? Their
yeah.
agenda. Their, you know, because there are parasites of human misery, and a lot of them are in addiction counseling specialists.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. And so those are immediately the people who contacted me and wanted to go on publicity tours. And I'm like, okay, I'm not cured. You know, that is
right.
not my story.
Right.
My story was that I was misdiagnosed. I had PTSD, and they thought that I was coming down off alcohol.
Mm,
I had PTSD,
right.
and they were like, oh, she's a wet brain because she drank too much. I drank half a dozen times before,
right.
you know, today.
Right.
Essentially, because
yeah.
that would explain this.
I am totally, like, not only an enabler, but I, whatever else fuck they say.
I
an encourager is what you would be. It's beyond. It's the one beyond enable. It's
oh,
like,
yes.
please do it. Encourage.
I never had a PTSD, but I did have a PT-109.
All right. Awesome.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, so those are the people who have been the most creepy. The people who
yeah.
hate AA. They've, huh. they've come out in droves. Mm. And then the AAers are like, you know, they don't really care. The people who are actually alcoholics, they're like, look, I'm glad you can drink normally. That's fantastic. I am so
I
happy
wish
for you.
I
right,
could.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they, you know, and they're still my friends.
No,
and
I feel
out.
Like it, I feel like the same as a religion. If it helps you, it works for you.
Exactly.
Great.
Yeah. Right.
No, but don't judge other. It's always people that are in a way that like, oh, you clearly have a problem.
Right. But it's like no, and
right.
and we. I had a lot.
No, some people. Some people
right.
are.
Right.
I have a bunch of friends who are in AA, and
right.
one of them is always handing me self-help books. I'm like, you know what? That,
oh, you
I,
need it. I agree with him. you're a fucking mess.
Yeah, but then these other friends of mine who live in Oakland, they really don't talk about it. They're both in AA, They don't talk about it, and we don't talk about it.
Well, it's supposed to be anonymous. That's what the other A is.
Oh, no, yeah.
Except
right.
for asshole.
That's the other A. A. Oh, man.
No, but it was funny. It was one of my old radio colleagues that came up to me at a radio convention. It was just, first of all, there's something. Did they not teach spatial relations in AA? Cause he was just like this, and he was like,
he's a close talker.
I'm sorry. And I was like,
for
okay,
what?
Okay. No, or she's like, no, really. I'm sorry. I was like,
whatever I did to you.
I don't. I was like, I don't. No, we're all good.
Before you were born, I'm so sorry what I did or didn't do. I'm sorry.
I'm like, just because you used to go out drinking after the morning show every day and until you passed out, I don't care. Whatever. I'm like, okay. Like, you know, but it wasn't. That's what I mean. The amends thing can be awkward on the other end.
To someone who's not in that world.
Well, I mean, but I also think that they're not doing it right. Like, yeah, right. It's awkward, but that's not how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed, you know, I mean, like, that's, they're doing, you know, that's what I meant. The guy who's like, you know, I called you an asshole behind your ear. And you're like,
you're not wrong, exactly.
But then you're erring on the side of honesty, but not kindness.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Like, really? Like, what? Okay, exactly. You have to tell me that. Like,
and there's a lot of, you know, you can make right the wrong without, you know, confronting, telling people, you know, everything that you did to them and they didn't know about it. It's like, there's a different way of doing that.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, the idea of doing something right. Where you feel bad about and you hurt someone else and being able to, you know, make right by that, I think that's a fantastic right. concept. For some reason, that gets caught into, I have to go and talk to people and tell them all the things I did to them, which is, right. or apologize.
Like, I didn't blur it out.
Like, alcoholics apologize all the time for everything. It's like, that's not the concept
I'm
that they're
talking
about.
I'm sorry for shooting you in the head 20 times. Oh, I didn't do that?
No, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Like, I didn't say I had a dream. I put your husband in the wood chipper and Jim and I had a three-way with you. I don't say shit like that because I'm like, that's stuff that...
I would have remembered
it's
that.
It's just mine.
It's yours.
Right?
My poor husband. Own it.
By the way, there's been so much less swearing on this podcast. Can I just take a second and say, cocksucker, motherfucker?
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's my fucking fault and I need to make a fucking amends right now.
You know
now.
What? I would cunt punch you if I didn't love you so much.
You promised us that
did you call me a cunt?
She might like it.
I know. No. I said I would cunt punch you if I didn't love you so much.
I was like, oh my God, I've already been called a cunt.
No.
No, it's a verb.
Yes.
Right. Oh, good. Okay.
Ann Coulter is the cuntiest cunt that ever cunted.
It's actually, yeah, she is. It's actually cunt.
You know what? I don't think you should insult cunts that way.
No. Cunts no. are nice, aren't they?
Cunts are beautiful.
I know. I like cunts.
I love them.
Cunts, yes. Cunts good. Cunts
Hang
good.
On. This night's just getting better. You said something that perked my ears up.
Oh, God.
See? No. That's where men's is.
Do you want
Boom. Sure.
Do you want some more champagne,
sure,
you know, Thumbelina?
Yeah. No, I'm going to go to sleep.
Thumbelina. Can you drink some more Thumbelina?
Probably not, but, you know, you can. It's like, I just want people to understand this is actually really lovely champagne.
It is
actual champagne. And
oh, Jim, we've got it right where we want her.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And also,
so, no, this is culinary. This
today, yeah,
today
that's
is
what,
the
that's
death
what it
is. Of today's
cue,
the death.
Cue the wah wah pedal.
You know what?
Okay,
kill
we're
it?
We're a little too close to the valley for that.
That'll kill it. Okay.
There you go.
Now, no, you know what? We, you know what we're in mourning over? The what? Death of comedy. Louis what? Gomert was not elected to Speaker of the House.
No,
we speaking of drunks, we have a weepy orange drunk as these. As
still.
The, yeah, still.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, a newly emboldened weepy orange drunk.
Pardon me?
I'm not a speaker of a tavern. Right.
John Boehner, any thoughts on behalf of the American people?
The American people!
They want you to be speaker.
What? Summer's not orange.
Is that great? Does he still have that giant gavel?
He does.
He's so like drunky like that, like he only cries about himself.
Yeah.
He's right.
Like, exactly his own greatness. He's like, there's children starving. He's like, yeah, you know,
I'm the speaker of the house.
Yeah.
I didn't have a low-paying job when I was a teenager.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's horrible.
Grab me a river.
It's really bad. So
I worked at the Palace Movie Theater when I was a teenager. Fuck me.
You did
I
not have to
them.
Wear a polyester lederhosen like I did.
I was a child janitor.
Were you?
I was a child janitor. Yeah, we did
what?
That. Yeah, I was a child janitor.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow. All right.
No, we didn't do this story.
You win. Okay.
No, I thought we did the story. I was 14. It was the War on Poverty programs. It was my first job, and I was clean.
Oh, that's so Newt Gingrich.
Totally. No, that
Except
was
for your wife.
No, I wrote about this and I was like, yeah, I learned a work ethic. I learned that Republicans hate people who work for a living.
Wow.
But yeah, I cleaned the group home that I lived in for minimum wage for an entire, and wow. it was the government war on poverty programs wow. that I was involved in. Yeah,
I was a rent-a-maid when I was
young. Were you? usher in a movie theater, and I saw movies out of sequence for years.
Right. Yeah,
and and then I sold zip code directories, and I think one of the people I sold it to, probably the only one who bought it, was Randall Terry.
Oh,
I saw on TV.
I know that guy. Wacko.
And the one time there was a naked lady washing her dishes, and I stood there on the porch for a while.
That's enough of that.
That's Randall Terry.
Yeah.
I know.
That timing was amazing.
Thank you.
That's quite a voice.
But no, she was doing her dishes. No, but there was a naked lady doing the dishes, and I stood on the porch, just the right angle.
Yes.
And I can't come to the door. I'm not clothed right now.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's okay.
That's all right with me. I'm 18. I just turned 18.
Does the dishes without a shirt on?
That's not a right? Crowbar in my cutoffs. Anyway.
Oh my God.
That's so important.
I did say that.
Zip code directories used to exist?
Zip code directories, yes.
Really?
Wow, in the 70s.
Amazing there wasn't a future in that for you, Jim.
Okay, what's a zip code directory?
If there were more naked ladies doing the dishes, I would have stuck with it.
Were zip code directories, like, national?
Yes.
Or were they just for, like...
I think, yeah, it was national.
All right.
Wow.
What is that?
Where you look up, where you have an address and you need to look up the zip code?
Yeah.
It was when zip codes first began, and people weren't familiar with them just yet.
Wow. Well, what the heck is this thing here?
Wow, crappy jobs, spatial? Right?
Yeah.
How about the guys that deliver the phone books still?
Oh,
I know.
I'm sure someone will.
I feel bad for the people who have to pick up the phone books and recycle them right after they deliver.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Is it possible to put yourself in a wood?
You should probably just bring a shredder. Put it there with the...
Yeah.
That would be helpful if someone brought a shredder.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Here it is.
God.
Yeah. No, I was a rent-a-maid. I don't know why. When I was in high school, I remember, you know.
Well, you also clean planes.
I clean planes. I sold pens over the phone.
Fortunately, they didn't let you fly them.
No, but in high school, I was I worked at the concession stand at the movie theater. So I remember, like, kids would come up and just throw a bunch of grubby pennies and go, like, what can I get for this?
Yeah.
Which is why, to this day, I have not spawned, because I was like, you motherfuckers. Really?
How about a bucket of fake butter?
How much is the dollar popcorn? Just shit like that.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
just
exactly.
Shit that would make
exactly.
You know,
I used to bartend at bar mitzvahs.
Really?
In the West Valley, yeah. No, I was a sober bartender, bartending at bar mitzvahs.
Oh, wow.
You know, there's a market for that in the West Valley.
Particularly people that have been in AA. Bartender.
Exactly. No, there are a lot of sober bartenders.
There are a lot of...
Tons
but, like,
of them.
Most of them had drank more than I did.
Okay.
So.
Okay, true.
I guess Boner was a sober bartender.
She's like, I never really drank. I don't really know how to do that.
I'm like, I read a book. I know that Jane goes with tonic.
Yeah.
Is there something else I need to know? No.
Exactly. How does this taste? Great. You'll love it. It's free. It's an open bar. Why are you asking follow-up questions?
Who cares? Right. Exactly. You are goddamn fascinating.
You
know
are.
That?
Really?
Yes.
Right. Even in commercial breaks, every time she's just like, hey, you know, I, blah, 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 blah. We're like, what the fuck? What?
Wow.
You what now with
you
me?
You know what else about me and John Fieger thing?
Oh,
yeah. That
and,
was all I was talking about.
You and John Fieger. Yeah, well, you were saying he is your neighbor, so you run into him.
I do.
And John Oliver's your neighbor.
Yes.
Really?
And he has a golden retriever. No, he has a yellow lab.
Oh.
And my dog likes his dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That
area. Yeah, my neighbors. I told you the story, the latest thing about my neighborhood. I was hiking with my dogs, and he said, "Are these your dogs?" I was like, "Yes." He's like, "Put them on a fucking chain. This isn't a fucking dog park, you fucking bitch. Fuck you, cunt." That was it. That
really?
Was the whole conversation.
That's exactly.
Someone really said that.
Someone was
in
rude
LA?
In New York.
I was
no
rude.
In
L.A.
Here.
No, this is just right here. I don't live in the neighborhood of people like John Oliver and John Fugelsang. No.
Well, you know, I mean, you could.
But your dogs were off leash in an on leash part of the park.
It was in the part that everyone has their dogs on a leash in a remote trail.
But I like how you were on the dude who called her a cunt side.
Yeah, no, we always.
You noticed that you just did that. You were like,
he always is. Well, because he is
Stephanie. You were being a cunt.
Well, because he is a dude who's called me cunt.
I've called
But I
mean, in a moment of anger.
But in his defense, I was being a cunt.
And I still have a job.
I was not being a cunt. I was not being a cunt to that guy.
Oh, so, okay. Oh, no, you weren't. You weren't. No, yeah, okay.
He was being a cunt.
Right.
The other day, my husband called me a communist, and he just said this, and I was like, but he said it, but he, like, just a kid, and I was like,
oh.
And I was like, what did you say?
What?
The coverage.
He was like, not what you thought I said. I called you a communist.
The other C word.
Right, I was like, are you sure you said that the first time?
Wow.
Is your husband conservative?
Oh, God, no. No, he's more liberal than I am, if you can imagine.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Huh. So how was that insult?
No, because I thought he said cunt.
Oh, no, but I mean, but
all I heard was the C word, and then like a truck drew a fire or something, and I was like,
oh, my God, that's a chick thing, right? Because it's just like, it's like nuclear winter.
Exactly.
You called me what now?
Yeah, I was like, repeat yourself? And he's like,
I'm sorry.
He's like, baby, please. I did not. A communist.
Chameleon.
Communist.
Right, Jim? Is that the man panic of, I will never see the inside of her vagina again?
I was watching football. I said punt.
I didn't care about the inside of your vagina, so that's why I said it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Outside, you know.
You're like, I don't care if I ever see the inside. Jesus Christ. Please, God, do I not have to ever fucking see the inside of her vagina.
You had a bad experience in college.
That is a dark and lonely place.
Aww. That was so sad.
Wham. Tragedy face. Okay. You know, that's why I do stories like this.
What?
I save stories for Tina.
Okay.
Even though she... Who needs a story with Tina Dupuy?
Right.
I just love that we're almost at the end of our march to marriage equality. You know, the people that are like, oh, like Jeb Bush even was like, oh, I'm disappointed in gay marriage in Florida. It's states' rights. I don't know. Whatever the fuck he said. I don't know. Something.
Even conservatives are having difficulty summoning the outrage.
Yeah, right. But if they're like,
but if there was a Bush cousin who was gay, suddenly they would all be like, you know, it's a family issue. Yeah, so, you know, it's just like the Cheneys.
Well, that's Mary Cheney.
But, you know, they like, if one of these guys could actually have maybe a poor relative, then maybe they, you know, they would suddenly find empathy. But, you know, like, whatever. Right. Is this the horse dick one?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Okay. I gave her a heads up today.
Yeah, you did.
Saying, it's not like it's there, nowhere. Yeah. I didn't ambush her like Sean Hannity did. I'm not coming out of nowhere.
Is this the fellatio on the horse stick? What? Is this?
Yeah, I think so.
Fellatio? Okay.
The last story we did was a female horse and oral sex from a guy.
Yeah.
Because you know what? But it was a man with a female horse, so that's not weird. It's not like it was gay.
Right.
Oh, but, yeah. No. At least he's not gay.
That one was the horse backed up.
Yeah, because there's a positive thing about that story and that he's not gay.
It's love.
Right.
Okay. What is this one?
And apparently he's really good at horselingus.
When police caught him in the barn, was a Wisconsin man.
Why did the police find him in a barn?
Well, Tina, you're asking the whys before the where, when. Oh, look at you crunching now. Look at you crunching during my emotional story now. Oh, my God. Now she's crunching crackers during my emotional
story. Out of spite. Total spite.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
I must be a cunt. Come on.
The cuntiest.
My mother's like, can I listen? I'm like,
No.
I don't think it's on the internet now.
No.
No.
Oh, no. That's why we have a paywall.
Yes.
For the happy hour.
Good.
Okay. When they caught him, the Wisconsin man fessed up. Oh, right. Yes, I was fucking a horse.
I thought it was a cheese log.
No, Jim, he didn't try that.
Really?
He did not even try. I thought it was
I'm
a
helper.
Cheese log.
I'm just...
I know. You might have. But it clearly was a horse. No. I thought it was a cheese log.
A horse is a horse, of course. Unless the horse is a cheese log.
Right. No. When the sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a barn in
that's
Wisconsin.
Already suspicious.
Right. Once they entered the barn, they saw a man near a horse wearing a black jacket, a face mask.
The dude was.
Jim, pay attention. Wearing a black jacket, a face mask, a blue wind pants with holes exposing the groin and buttocks area. Hmm. Oh, if Joan Rivers were only alive. That is awful. You don't wear a black jacket with a blue wind pants?
No.
With a face mat? No.
No.
No, you do not. Oh, that is... Whoa! What? Oh, it's awful. Missy!
That was fantastic. Please
thank
go.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, can we talk? Okay. He told deputies that he went to the barn after watching horse pornography.
Uh-huh. Right.
As the internet made him do it.
Right.
The goddamn internet.
Wait,
he would not even have thought of fucking a horse.
Mm-mm. Horse pornography exists?
Yes.
Come on, dude.
Oh, yes, oh, Jim, I'm sorry. Do you have some expertise?
No.
You'd like to share? No. Okay.
All right.
He admitted to performing oral sex on the horse and trying to arouse the animal with his hand. And there was petroleum jelly. So, yes, it
was
a male horse.
The horse was straight, so...
No, this is worse than the one about the oral sex with the female horse. This was a male horse that he was trying to jack off. Mm-hmm. So that's gross.
So this is gay.
That is, it's gay and it's gross. The only thing gross about it is that it's gay.
Okay. Right. If but it had that's been a woman, it'd be perfectly fine.
But isn't that what like people do in order to make new horses when they want to breed horses?
Oh, yeah.
That someone
they inseminate them artificially.
I mean, this is like, so this guy was doing this as like a hobby as opposed to the people that we celebrate who do this for a living.
Right.
Right. Right. Who have a card that say, I do this off.
Yeah, this is what I. Yeah, right. this is my thing. I cash a paycheck for this. Don't worry, I'm a professional.
I went to graduate school,
but I don't enjoy it.
Right. I rub one out for a horse because I have. That's
okay. So it's all right. So it's the difference between someone who. Yeah,
I don't think the official.
That's certainly a lot nicer than castrating a horse.
No, I think I don't think the official costume, Tina, is the black jacket, face mask, and blue wind pants. With holes exposing the groin. And what are wind pants, by the way? It exposes the groin and the buttocks.
Is that a Wisconsin thing?
They're like pants that are made of windbreaker material. They're light nylon pants, you know, that are made of windbreaker material.
Do you have wind pants that expose the groin and buttocks?
I don't have those, no.
Well, I guess you know what you're getting for Christmas. Sorry to spoil it.
Those are called wind chaps.
No, my birthday is next week. You can get them for my birthday.
Okay.
All right.
Right. Okay. Good.
Because that wind pan, that'd be a good idea. If it's exposed, you can let it out.
She can break wind.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
All right, so that happened.
And we let it.
Okay, so this is Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Those police officers are like, winter.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
There you go.
Winter in the barn.
Yep.
Winter
in
the
internet.
Oh, it's a barn call.
Who's
fucking what? Okay.
I just don't.
Pardon me?
It's the internet.
I know.
It does it to people.
Yeah.
You know, this is like, you know, that's...
It emboldens them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I like how like any
you
pervert...
You can get anything you want
exactly.
on the internet.
But like, I like how the internet is the first thing that perverts throw under the bus. They're like, oh, I found it somewhere on the, you know, it's online. Oh, God. You know, it's like other people, Germany. Right. I don't know, man.
Fuck.
There's like all sorts of
Japan,
weird...
Japan,
like,
man.
I just...
Freaks.
Maybe we should censor everything, not let other people, you know, not let decent folks see the stuff that I saw, because look what happened to me. You know, I'm here jacking off a horse.
Petroleum jelly in hand.
I came prepared. I mean, I have an outfit. You know, I mean, look what these people did to me.
I have wind pants.
What do you wear?
Look what these people
what
did to me.
What do you wear to fuck a horse? Seriously.
Wind pants.
Apparently that.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Tell me again what wind pants are.
I think they're like nylon
pants.
You
know, I think someone needs to
like
Google
jogging.
This. I don't think that's right. That sounds, jogging pants.
Yeah.
Like warm-up pants.
Yeah.
But like with
right.
the groin cut out. So
well,
it's like
I'm
warm up
sure
pants
well, he took that to a tailor.
You don't see that on SportsCenter. But.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So we have the tailor angle. So
yeah.
So that's right. who called the cops on him.
That's entirely possible.
The tailor was like, look, this guy is not up to any good. I know he's in that barn right now.
I've never
heard
anyone
save that horse.
And as for wind pants with the groin and buttocks exposed.
Oh,
God.
Oh, Wilbur. Oh, what'd you do to your wind pants?
All right. Tina.
Yes.
I know that you're wondering, what horrible things did we do with our penises last year? Not you and I, but people who have
our collective penises.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
as a human race, kind of, you know,
right.
the royal, our penises.
Right. I've not had one since 1978.
Apparently the operation was successful.
It's Everything went. Thank you, Jim. Everything went fine.
It's hard to have Peyronie's of the clitoris.
Would you like the fun facts about this? You know what, Tina? Here's what's good. Because you are a writer, a journalist.
I am.
You are really a... you like to rely on facts. This is the... They're all patient descriptions taken verbatim. Yes. From emergency
room. That's usually a bad idea.
Yes, I have a friend who's a doctor who works in the ER, and our first dinner I was then you have to tell me the weirdest thing that you've seen up someone's butt.
That was probably a long conversation.
No. And he's like, I there was a man who had a paperclip up his urethra. And here's the thing. Here's the thing with that.
Wow.
This was not his first rodeo.
Oh.
Like, you just don't do that once and end up in the ER.
No, you do not.
You just, like, that, like, this, that's a, you do that all the time, and then you had a bad day, and then you end up in the ER.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah, please continue.
Did he straighten it out first? Or,
you know, I was like, that's bad.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Did he start with a pipe cleaner? And
that's,
then,
right. That's, that's advanced, right? Okay, so what did we... So please.
Oh,
read.
What did we do to our penises?
No, I want
to
hear about.
You suddenly distracted me.
No. I want to hear about someone else's penises.
That was shiny keys. I was like, what? All right.
I mean, if you're going to do that, you might as well fillet it. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. I was on a bike trip and I met a sex therapist because we were talking about the horse pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to, their whole conference of sex therapy, they have to watch hardcore porn to desensitize themselves. So when they're in therapy with a patient, they don't go, fuck me. Jesus Christ, you're a freak. Like, they have to.
They have to know
so they've seen everything so they don't go, okay, and I've clearly made the wrong
made the wrong career choice.
Yeah, you could have gotten paid for it.
Damn.
I'm sorry. You're like, what? No. Oh, anyway, okay. Well, anyway, this is a collection, Tina, of the worst penis-related mishaps to befall our great nation last year.
But you'd leave out all of the vaginal.
Well, Jim, that is your job. Jim frequently does America's funniest vaginal mishaps.
Read the fucking list.
You know,
yeah.
See, Jim Ward is very retaliatory, and he will have to do America's funniest vaginal mishaps. This woman was climbing over a chain link fence.
Not a chain link fence. The pointy kind, the metal ones,
right,
with the sharp
right.
Metal.
Like an iron fence.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Have to get away from...
Like the one outside that Arab...
Meth lab that blew up.
Right, in Beverly Hills.
Right, the cops came, just getting away from our meth lab. And whatever. Okay.
The meth lab in Beverly Hills. Is that what you said?
Wow. It's a very high-end meth lab.
That's her getting
stuck on the list. I want to know what we did with our penises.
Dupree is very...
I've had champagne.
I know. Someone. You've had champagne.
All right.
And she's
read her the list.
And she's a straight girl, so I say
I'm a straight girl, so I need. I'm like,
read her the list.
Come on.
All right.
Read her the list.
I'm married. I need penises. Okay.
Really?
Oh,
more than
Jim,
one?
Jim Ward is here.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, don't. Don't.
Into the fray comes
don't
Jim.
Don't pet the tiger.
Yeah, no. I'm spoken for. John Fugel sings, maybe.
She's just like Siegfried or Roy. Right. She's just like,
a couple of glasses of champagne
what?
And I'm John Fugel sings.
I shouldn't
Jim
play
Ward,
with
but...
the what? And Jim Ward's like, okay. Okay.
Doink.
Here. What? Hmm?
Go ahead.
That was your penis. Okay. Jim, these are the patient descriptions verbatim.
Verboten?
What? Verbatim. No, not verbatim. Verbatim.
Can I just say about Jim?
Like,
so I was walking down the stairs here,
yes.
You know,
yes.
And Jim was at the bottom, and I was walking down, and he went, have it. And I was like, just say Happy New Year, Jim. And he's like, okay.
Listen, he was trying to encourage him.
I was like, I thought this was an act when I call in, and it's not. He's like, it's not
an act.
Just say Happy New Year.
I think I said nice hair, and you
heard.
That's what it was.
Jim Ward is the cutest man in the world, and you're the prettiest girl in the world. And what happens when that happens?
Magic.
Hi, Tina Dupuy.
Get to the penises.
Okay.
See, thank you.
You know what? Enough
thank
of
you for
your,
keeping
enough
us
of
on
your
track.
Weekend. Enough of your weekend. Here we go. All right. Here are the verbatim from ER room visits. These are penis-related incidents. Dancing and I don't know what music I need for this.
I never saw those on
dancing
ER.
Dancing and grinding?
Dancing and grinding while at a club, wearing briefs and jeans, develop bleeding from penis.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have to be doing
something really wrong.
Good dancer,
and for a long
great
time.
Dancer. What? How kind of dancer?
No, the kind that needs to have the cops called on them.
Yeah,
that's a sexual assault dancer.
Yeah, dancing with the bleeding
like,
from
you know,
their penis stars.
Yeah, that's like
not
you know,
being unsellable.
I don't know. That, no. Yeah, that might be just desserts. Okay.
Maybe not. Yeah. Was hit accident-
poetic justice.
Yeah.
Was hit accidentally in genitals with a laser gun at a party.
A laser gun?
Accidentally? Do we know that it's accidentally?
Laser gun?
Oh, it was an accident.
Dude, can I shoot you in the dick with a laser gun?
That's just,
he was like, meh.
Yeah, stun
gun. I'm surprised the laser gun wasn't on his dick, but okay. I mean, it was on, but then.
We don't. Not a lot of details, but just the headlines. Just you know.
Right. That was later in the party.
Was riding on a dustpan when his...
Sure, as you do. A dustpan?
What are you, fucking Harry Potter? When his penis got trapped underneath it.
Well, see,
he has to, so he was doing something like helping his mother or his wife clean up.
Right.
Of course.
And
of course.
It slipped.
Honey, here, let me help. Ow, my dick.
So, I want you to know I was totally going to clean the house.
Right.
And then, like, oh, my God, I had to go to the ER.
You know how those metal dustpans had the hollow handles?
Yeah, is that what?
He's pretty narrow, though.
But he was riding a dustpan? Who
ride a dustpan.
Not enough for Jim Ward.
Oh, dear Lord.
I suppose.
Don't ask me why I know it's too narrow.
There's no dustpan enough for Jim Ward. Was inebriated and stuck a spinning sparkler in his pants.
Sure.
Woke up the next morning with burned pants and penis pain.
This is why prostitution should be legal.
Yes.
Can we just have a moment? Like, I just
they're
think
professionals.
If, like,
they know what they're doing.
Yes, they are professionals. They know what they're doing. And I just feel like there would be a lot, you know.
Fewer injuries.
There would be fewer people going to the ER because they put their dick in a... In a dustpan. If they could just put it in a woman.
Right.
Okay, well, there's a novel idea.
Wait a minute.
Hollywood,
what?
Anyway.
In a, look, a live woman?
Or
a dead boy.
Whatever. Right. You know, I just.
Can I pretend she's a horse? Okay.
Oh.
Of course.
Well, you know what? This one's going to make Martha Stewart come. Masturbating at home with a spatula and a wine bottle opener.
Ooh. A wine bottle opener?
Strangulated penis for 4 days before seeking help. That is 4 days.
You should have just gone with the sex change. You know, leave it to the professionals.
Wow. At home with a spatula and a wine.
Spatula?
What kind of wine opener?
He just heard the screw part, probably.
It says screw.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Travis is drunk and chiming in now. He's trying to run the camera, and he's whatever. Okay. Swelling.
Why is everything blurry?
What are you drinking, Travis?
Gin and tonic.
Oh, good boy. Good boy.
Lovely.
Good boy.
Swelling. He suddenly perked up on the penis. Please.
Yeah.
Swelling. All right. We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
No, we can't. All right. Swelling to the penis. Tied grocery bag around penis with rubber band to catch urine.
What? Really?
Sports fan.
That's a thing?
No, he's either a gamer.
Right.
Gamer, can't leave.
Right. He didn't have a stadium buddy.
Yeah, again,
so
right. So we're talking
buddy.
Virgin. Yeah. Virgin,
yeah.
Gamer.
Gamer.
Uh huh.
Right.
See,
can't
I
leave.
I was thinking the plastic bag ban in California.
Oh, yeah, that was his
people
protest.
Don't pick up their dog poop anymore.
Yeah, no,
they just
no
let them go on the
paper
sidewalk.
Or plastic anymore. Just right. would. Okay, bite to his penis by twin sister through pants during unwitnessed argument.
What? Huh?
So who can say?
Wow. Through his pants.
Right, penis bitten through pants while wrestling by brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You know? Okay.
That's a weird family.
I don't know if it's the same family. Probably.
Oh, it's different.
Probably. Let's hope.
All right. Running in apartment and hit penis on chair.
You have to want to do that,
yeah,
I think.
Don't you think?
I like how it's an apartment. It's not a house.
Yeah.
No.
It's very small.
No,
an
very
apartment
small.
Full of chairs, apparently.
Yeah.
What are the chances I was going to hit my dick on a chair? Fuck!
Why do we have so many fucking chairs? It's a small apartment.
Either he has a really big dick or there's a lot of fucking chairs in that apartment.
Ow!
It's my dick.
Every time I turn around. Ow!
Can you imagine being an ER nurse and just like every guy who walks in, they're like,
Oh, no.
They got to have the same training. Like, just
they have like hand signals. It's like,
like, okay, yeah, we don't worry. You're not the first. Not even the first tonight.
Oh, of course not. No,
they keep a game face while they're treating it, but then afterwards in the break room, you know they're talking about it.
They should be.
Absolutely.
Like, we should publicly, because what do you, okay, is there another chair?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got one. Ow.
Ow.
That's more like a gong.
Climbing on counter, fell, struck bread drawer with penis.
Bread These are very specific.
Bread drawer?
Bread, I guess they don't have those bread anymore. Drawer.
Must have been an old apartment. Yeah.
Oh, you mean like the...
Maybe this was Hume Cronin.
Yeah, that sounds like they live at home with their mother.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Downton Abbey.
Who has a bread drawer? I mean, someone who's 23 counter? And has their
Downton
own apartment
Abbey
does
like
not have a
bread
drawer. That's someone's... Like, that's at mom's
Hume
house.
Hume Cronin.
Yeah, that's like, you know...
Stop, Hume! Get off the couch! Stop climbing on the couch! Oh, you fucking hit your dick on the bread...
I hit the bread drawer again.
Look what you did. Jesus.
Ugh. I haven't felt this way since I was a lad.
I feel alive again. I feel like I'm not... I'm in Jessica Tandy, not Doe.
What's the difference?
He was in Cocoon.
Oh, God.
That's how he felt young again.
Okay. I'm almost done. Okay. had semi...
This was just made for this podcast, by the way.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Had some... I was just easing her into the serious A-Aced. And then I trap her. Bam! Booyah!
Fucking A!
Bong!
Okay. Let's see. Had semi-erect penis and jumped onto his bed on stomach hitting penis.
What?
I don't know if that's a Superman thing. I can fly.
Like, why did you have to specify that it was semi?
Well, it wouldn't break if it was semi.
No.
Right.
It would break if it was.
Serious damage if you were erect. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Attempting
something new every day.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Attempting to take off swim trunks, foreskin on penis stuck in mesh in the trunks.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's very.
That's never been a problem for me.
No?
Yeah, never been a problem for me either.
Yeah, that is.
Very something about Mary.
Can I just tell you, when I lived in Germany, I was the only guy who didn't have one of those. Wow. Well, I'm a freak here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so. Then I found out what it was. Oh, okay.
You're all perfect, right. Jim.
How would you know?
Maybe later.
Oh, Lord.
Saying that.
You know, you've been threatening that for 17 years.
Could be tonight.
Yeah.
Could be tonight, Gina. Who knows?
Sure, of course. Why not?
Okay. Let's see. Reports pain to tip of penis when he hurt self when he sat on fake camel at the park.
What?
He sat on it.
Was it dromedary or...
That seems like the
what's
wrong
the other
verb.
One? What's
it's the wrong kind of hump.
What's the one with two humps?
Two humps is a camel. A dromedary is one hump.
Dromedary, and then the other one is Bactrian. Bactrian.
One hump or two.
And you need Bactine for your Bactrian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Camel hump injury.
kicked by a young child at school who was wearing fashion boots.
Fashion
so
boots?
So Doc Martens.
Yeah.
That sounds like...
They haven't been fashionable since.
Well,
yeah, they're back.
But they have them with steel toes, so girls can kick guys
like
in the balls and really injure them and get
back.
Away with it.
Okay.
That's true. I mean, they go online bragging about all the guys they destroyed and got away with it.
Ow. With wearing what?
Doc Martens with steel toes, so they can do permanent damage. Because that's much more fun and funny.
Oh, ha ha ha.
Genital injury. Hilarious.
Trying to have sex with a girlfriend and penis was cut on a belt buckle.
What?
Ouch.
Okay.
Why was she wearing a belt buckle?
I mean, that's not.
Maybe he was just a little too anxious.
I can see how that might happen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're running around an apartment and you hit your dick on a chair.
Yeah, there wasn't. Exactly. There wasn't a bread box.
Right.
At least you had a goal.
I mean, still, it's like. No one has a bread drawer under 70 years old.
At least you have a goal. You were trying to fuck your girlfriend.
Yes.
Exactly.
That might happen.
Right. You weren't tying a bag around your dick.
Right.
Right. Thank you, Tina.
Yes.
Tried to remove wart with a string, and now the string is stuck at the base of my penis.
What?
Ooh. You know, that will be taken care of. From Obamacare.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think
thank
that,
you
know, I mean, just to plug
that's covered.
The Affordable Care Act,
thank you.
I think that
thanks,
we will
Obama.
No longer, you know, I mean, you can now afford to go to a doctor and have them do that for you.
Absolutely.
So, you
it
know,
won't be any less embarrassing.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. I had a wart on my dick.
And now I can go and get a professional to do it.
Maybe they won't use that in the commercial scene, but they should.
No, I mean, they really should.
I had a wart in my dick.
Let's,
I tried,
yeah, no, let, no, let's workshop that a little bit before we...
You can choose your own penis wart, doctor.
All politics is personal, folks. Okay?
I tried to take it off with a string, and I could be dead.
With a string?
Why not? Thanks, Obama. Okay.
With a melon?
Oh, boy. Let's see here. Okay, we're almost done. Inserted a long balloon in penis to have girlfriend blow up for sexual stimulation, and it broke.
You deserve that.
I hate when that happens.
He deserved that.
I would skip the balloon and go straight with the girlfriend. That would
go straight with the blowing and the girlfriend. Yes,
right.
He wanted a little kind of birthday party. Yes.
Well, he told me to wear a rubber.
Yeah, I was going to say, but is it like when you say blow me, that's not what they mean.
Right. Yeah.
You want a little party?
Balloon animal. Yeah, make a balloon animal.
Animals.
Make it into a tiger. Come on.
I'm
feeling frisky.
closed laptop.
I'm going to regret this.
Bengal or?
All right. Closed
laptop. This is going to be used as blackmail.
Bengal or Siberian?
Closed laptop on my penis.
When you're done watching the porn, you close your laptop.
But you put it away before.
He was reading the Bible.
Right.
And he bookmarked the page.
Sure.
Right.
With his dick.
And then, bam.
Mary Magdalene's a piece of ass.
Okay.
That's what got us fired from the old.
Okay. Yeah, the old.
ER reports. Admits to using meth tonight. Also admits to getting the end of the liter bottle stuck in his penis.
Wait a minute. A liter?
Stuck on his penis? The meth bottle that he was cooking the meth in on his penis.
That's a liter. That's a pretty narrow opening.
Wow. So, yeah. He's got a few problems, Jim.
Yeah. No wonder he's messed up.
Yeah, that's no Walter White there.
accidentally kicked in the penis while ice skating.
Accidentally?
Ow, okay, that hurts.
Bleeding a lot from the penis.
Yeah.
What?
That, okay.
What would Brian Boitano do, Chris?
He would also go to the ER.
He'd go to the ER.
Yeah.
I've been kicked in the penis by an ice skate. Why was this a
pears thing or
I don't know.
Hockey.
It does not say. Accidentally kicked in the penis.
Sure.
It could be hockey.
Except
no
they were
ice
cups.
Skating. Ice skating is not. No hockey player calls it ice skating. What do you do? I'm an ice skater.
I'm an ice dancer and an ass dancer.
Ow, you kicked me in the penis and I like it.
Ow, I'm bleeding. Oh, that's horrible. Okay. Was playing with a toy motorboat in the bathtub and got penis caught in the propeller. Fell off teeter.
Also, don't buy that one, but go ahead.
No, okay. Well, that may have been for like a toddler or something.
Could have been, yeah. Fell off teeter-totter at the playground.
I just pictured a 30-year-old. I was like,
so did I.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, good.
Fell off teeter-totter at the playground. It came back down and crushed my penis.
That could be another toddler, I hope.
That's part of America's funniest home videos. This kid lost his balls, but his parents made $500. We had to cut everything off and raise you as a girl. But look, we have $500. Isn't that funny? Hey, Billy, show everyone your balls.
He hates America's funniest home videos.
You think?
Yeah. It's horrible.
I think Bob Saget.
I hate prank shows, too.
I think Bob Saget needs to be shot
in the
dick with a bazooka.
85% of the internet is America's funniest home videos.
I've never liked it.
Like, there was just one show before, and now it's like all day long someone sends me, like, oh, my God, look at this. You know, there's someone, like, setting themselves on fire while they're planking.
Third-degree burns over 90% of his body. Hilarious.
We hate those shows, too. We hate the prank humor, don't we?
Well, I like America's Funniest Home Videos. That's not really prank humor.
Wasn't Kugel saying
He was a host for 2 years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know. No. So that's, yeah.
Yeah.
I've
honestly watched that show since the beginning.
Oh,
God. I DVR it.
I do DVR it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I hope.
And this is Tom Bergeron's last season.
Oh,
I hope a koala whacks you. Gasp. I hope a koala whacks you in the dick with a Nerf bat.
I hope a great white whale bites your dick off.
Me too.
And it's on film.
There weren't
the shark won $500.
There were no animals on that list.
No.
Oh, wow. 2014. Y'all have been good. No animals.
I have one more.
Oh, yeah, one more and it's an animal.
Cover of old-time desk fell, hitting my penis. All right.
Like one of those roll desks?
Like a,
yeah.
No.
Oh, the roll top thing. Yeah.
Roll top desk.
Wow. Roll top desk.
Yeah. No. What was it doing there?
Are
there?
God damn you,
Hume Cronin. Stop falling on a counter and pitting your dick on the bread drawer and then
and the roll,
closing
roll
it in the old
desk.
Time roll desk. Just dude, fuck people... Jessica Tandy and be done with
that
it.
That was a prop Jesus. In the front page.
A Hume Cronin movie?
No, oh. Long before Hume Cronin.
Oh, okay.
And then His Girl Friday was the remake of that, which is much better. Much okay. better film. Where Rosalind Russell played Hildy Johnson.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Sort of love interest you. Thing, which made it much more interesting.
Wow, all right.
Mm. And his her boyfriend, he always said, "Who's that guy? It looks like Ralph Bellamy." And of course, it was Ralph Bellamy playing.
Oh, I
thought it
looks
funny.
Like Ralph
okay.
Bellamy.
That's why it's funny. Yeah. Tina Dupuis, how can we follow you in a really creepy, pervy?
Don't
yeah,
say
just
that.
You know, go.
Don't say follow
put,
her.
Put Tina Dupuis into Google. They find me all over.
How do you spell Dupuis?
D-U-P, as in Paul. U-Y as in Yosemite.
Okay, awesome.
My little shout out to California since I'm here.
It's French for from Dupuis.
Do you see our pervy tweeters saying like, "Oh, she looks like Marilyn Monroe today"?
You know what? I was like, you know what? She's been dead for 50 years. I look way better than her.
Yes. Yes, you do.
They meant when she was alive, not now.
Just, yeah, right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Finally,
oh, and
I
someone
win.
Also asked, because people probably want to know, how did she get her hair so shiny? She's so shiny. You actually are shiny and
I'm
pretty.
Shiny?
How are you shiny?
No, your hair
you're
is shiny.
Shiny.
Your hair is shiny.
It's a good kind of shiny.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, so. I can give you the name of my hairdresser.
We love you. We love you, Tina DePuy. Your hair is so shiny. What? Oh, sorry.
Something shiny.
She's a halo.
Yeah. She is a shiny, pretty thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And thank you for coming out from New York
she's
for
the
this.
Dirtiest
we are
angel.
Getting me drunk. This was lovely.
God, you have had literally a half
I
a glass
not.
Of champagne.
I have not. You filled it up. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
You filled it up. So I've had a whole glass.
Jim, our chances are looking good.
Okay.
Woo! Someone call me an Uber.
Oh, yeah.
My pants
got, I got Uber on my speed dial.
Oh, yeah.
We love you, Tina Dupuis.
Thank you, Tina
Thank
Dupuis.
Thank you, Stephanie Miller. Thank you, everybody. This is lovely.
Yay. Happy Yay. New Year.
Happy Woo. New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.